Krogan. Oh, he's our star apprentice. He just about built this machine, he did. He wouldn't miss the tests for all the money in the world. Then he called out to one of the floor men. Go see if Krogan punched in this morning. The chief engineer controlled his impatience as best he could. The others waited in silence. A foreman is a foreman, particularly when he's standing on the scaffolding of a new machine that has not yet been accepted. The floor man came running back.
His clock card is there, he shouted. Bet he didn't punch out last night.
The foreman then summoned Tim's gang boss. When had he seen the boy last? Where?
Why, the kid was inside the machine when I left. I told him to put back the manhole cover when he came out.
One of the workmen now came forward. Say, I put back that manhole cover myself about 10 minutes after 5 o'clock. I thought somebody had forgotten it. The foreman turned to the group on the floor. His voice was sharp and firm.
This test is off till afternoon, he said. We have a rescue job on our hands right now.
An hour later, a white-faced boy lay on the shop floor on a blanket. The company doctor was applying smelling salts to his nose.
Shock, said the physician. He will come around all right. Get the stretcher.
Tim stirred and mumbled. The foreman leaned over him to listen.
Wrench,
murmured the boy.
Don't start her. There's a wrench in her insides.
Is this it, Tim? The boss asked, holding up a big wrench. The boy's eyes lighted for a minute, and then he again became unconscious. I found it under the blower an hour ago. It must have dropped down last night, explained the foreman. But the boy did not know that till later.